Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hello?
Yes, how may
Hello?
I? Yes, how may I assist you?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what your company is and who you are.
We are a third party, depending on the company or the charge you're referring to. Well, I have to be look up that charge. Just bear with me just one brief moment.
Hey, Rex.
Let's see. Your zip code?
89441.
89441. First and last name?
Timothy Labar.
All righty, yes, sir, Mr. Timothy. I do see your name within our system. Billing address for security purposes, please.
What?
Billing address for security purposes, please.
Yeah, 2335 Polias Road, Sparks, Nevada, 89441.
Thank you for that information. Let's see. Yes, sir. So this is just a brief review because you've already, you know, disputed the transaction with your bank. That was a survey that was seeking to win a Dyson vacuum. Along with that survey, you will automatically subscribe to the Bite Hub app, provides recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings.
Yeah, that's my complaint when we start here. And that's why I'm trying to find out who you were. It started with an ad on my email from Kohl's. And just to fill out a survey, and I believe I forgot, but I selected the vacuum, and I would have to pay shipping and handling. And when I clicked approval, yada, 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 the next thing I know, I got a charge for $59.39, and I'm signed up for recipes in a book that I never even asked for. It was kind of forced on me. Is that normal? Is that how it goes? Like you said, you were automatically done, and then you send me a bill for $59? I don't get it. That's my point.
The information was listed within terms conditions. So, yes, sir, there was information expressed in that. With that Dyson vacuum, you will automatically be subscribed to the Bite Hub app. Provides recipes.
What information? What? There was no information. It said, fill out the survey, select the prize, and that's it. And that wasn't it. It went from $8 or $9 in shipping to $59.39, and that you're automatically signed up. Are you people? Is it you, or you're just the person on the phone explaining this other company that wants to remain in a distance as to identifying who they are, and you guys take the brunt of everything from phone calls and such?
We're just third party, and we assist numbers of merchants, and Bite Hub is one of them that you had enrolled into, sir.
So you keep saying I enrolled in. I didn't enroll in shit.
When you took the survey for the Dyson vacuum, sir, that's when you enrolled.
Pardon me?
Stop
talking. So you are these people, and you act like a third party. Because
no,
you
we,
quite know the whole system, don't you?
What system are you referring to, sir?
Now I'm going to have to talk to your supervisor because I'm not getting anywhere with you. What system I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. We all have the same protocol.
I'll explain.
Okay,
you ask
no
me a
problem.
Question, I'll explain.
Okay, sir.
You
not trying to make
me.
You frustrated. I'm just trying to ask questions so I can help you get everything resolved.
Well,
your account
stop
is canceled.
Interrupting me. Stop
I'm
interrupting
sorry.
Me. You asked me a question when
okay,
you said
no
what
problem.
System. So don't interrupt.
Yes, sir. But no need
the
to be
system,
nasty about it, sir.
God damn it. And you just, all right, just put your supervisor on, because now you're lecturing me.
I'm not lecturing you at all,
I've asked you to stop talking three times, and you keep talking.
Okay, sir.
You want to know what the system is? Do you want to know what system you're working in? You've heard of bait and switch? You asked me to fill out a survey, which I did, and agreed to the survey and the shipping and handling. But since I selected the vacuum, I automatically get enrolled in something else worth $60. That's the system I'm talking about. How's that possible? I was just filling out a survey. Oh, if you want the vacuum, there is a contingent that you have to take this magazine for $59.39 recurring. How unique. Well, didn't you see that you were signing up for that? I wasn't signing up for that. That's in the small print. When you're just clicking on, yeah, fill out the survey, get the prize. Your turn.
Yes, sir. You're a countless counsel. Would you like a cancellation number?
I know that. No, I know that. I took care of that the same goddamn day. As soon as you people put that shit on me and then sent me an email saying, thanks for your subscription, when I didn't subscribe to anything.
Would you like
but
a
now
cancellation
you're telling me,
number,
no,
sir?
No, no. No, you did. Pardon me?
Would you like a cancellation number, sir?
No, I don't need it. I got all my money back from you thieving bastards. That's, you know.
Okay, sir.
And I want to talk to your supervisor. I want to talk to your supervisor.
About it, sir. If you could
no, nasty. Nasty. How dare you people do this? How dare you do this? You should be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't do anything, sir.
I didn't do anything. So put your boss on.
Okay, sir. I do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. You enjoy.
Oh, we don't have a boss here. We don't have a boss here. It's if they're mad, give them their money back. We don't care. We're going to dupe enough people that are going to take it. You understand where I'm coming from?
No, sir.
I do. I do exactly what you're doing. And just the spillage, just the people who don't realize is making you a wonderful income. You're getting paid, right? You're getting paid by these people you represent?
I'm just doing my job, sir.
Pardon? I know. Just tell them you're doing your job. Tell them you don't know. You didn't do nothing. I'm just doing my job.
Yes, sir.
I called to find out how legit. Pardon me?
We all got a job to do.
Listen, listen. This isn't my first rodeo, young lady. I forgot more about business than you'll ever know in your life sitting there on the phone. But I'm talking about a company who, by the click of a button, you automatically do something when your intention was never to do that. And you people know that. And the people that don't know what to do or how to reverse it or anything, they get stuck. And you cash that check. And you do it if you send out a million emails. Oh, let's try 5 million emails. No, no. Let's try to send an email to everybody over 70. And half of them will be ignorant and they won't understand. And we'll get that money. That's the game, sweetheart. That's the game you're playing. That's the system.
I don't play games, sir. I'm just doing my job.
Bullshit. Bullshit, lady.
Okay.
But you
sir.
Didn't get this old man. You did not get this old man. But you are playing games and you're not ready to admit. I know nothing about it. I'm ignorant. I'm just doing my job here. I'm just answering
the
phone.
I do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. I'm sorry
that
I'm ignorant, sir, but you enjoy your day. Thank
you
for calling customer service. Bye-bye. Your account is canceled and the bank disputed the transaction.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Just run your fucking mouth. Just keep running your